Daily Happen radio show. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show. It's Tuesday, May 7th, 2013. Getting into the week. Got a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Manny's in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble, ready to answer the phone when you call on in. Now, today, the conditization process in the corporate media is just running rock and roll, full tilt, boogie, afterburner, overdrive here. And the news is obsessing about this story coming out of Ohio, where these three women who were missing for 10 years and presumed dead have been found alive about 2 miles away from where they were kidnapped, abducted. And they're having this big thing. The police are up there in their press conference saying they've arrested these three brothers who abducted these women 10 years ago and kept them prisoner, apparently raped them. One of the women has a six-year-old baby, courtesy of one of the abductors. And they're acting like a real big deal. We've arrested these guys, and justice has triumphed. And when I read this story, when I listen to this story, the first thing that occurs to me, what a shame these three women were not carrying firearms when they met their abductors. Now, these three women are identified as Amanda Berry, Gina DeJesus, and Michelle Knight, and they've now been sent home to their families, and I'm sure they're having a real good homecoming and welcome, and well, they should. But I'm not kidding about them having guns that would have thwarted the crime in progress, because the corporate media is going on like this is some kind of a success story, but it isn't. Even as the police pose for the news cameras and talk of arresting the abductors, the fact is that for 10 years, the police failed to locate these women held only 2 miles away from where they were abducted. And the police did not find these women. One of them, Amanda, finally managed to escape with the assistance of a neighbor. And then she ran and called 911. And the police are sitting there, oh, here's a wonderful opportunity for a new press conference, and we can stand there in our nice uniforms and our shiny badges and act like we're relevant to the process. And this case is a reminder to us all. The police cannot, will not, and do not protect Americans from crime. Even as the government screams that we should all turn in all of our guns and rely on those same ineffective police for protection. And the courts have ruled repeatedly. The police are under no obligation to come to the assistance of somebody who's the victim of a violent crime. There was this landmark lawsuit out of Washington, D.C. Three women were sharing this Georgetown townhouse. Two women were upstairs, heard people breaking in and raping the woman who was downstairs, called the cops. Cops said, we're coming. Finally, the ruckus downstairs went quiet. The two women upstairs presumed the police had arrived, walked down, walked right into, you know, this rape in progress. They were taken prisoner, tied up, forced to perform sex acts on each other, you know, for the jollies of the rapist. The police never showed up. And the women sued the police, and the court said, nah, police don't have to show up. And that's the reality right now. We, the American people, justly fear criminals, like these bozos who kidnapped these three women and held them for 10 years. Under the Second Amendment, we have a right to keep and bear arms equal, if not superior, to those in the hands of the criminals, including those military-style weapons given to the drug gangs by the United States government's own Fast and Furious operation. You paid for all those guns. You're paying for guns to be given to drug gangs. At the same time, you're told you may not buy those same guns for yourself. Going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
For many years, coffee lovers have learned that for the freshest coffee, you need to roast your own beans. Unfortunately, that usually meant paying more per pound for coffee than you could get it at the local grocery. Those wanting to store rich coffee for long-term use have been frustrated with the lack of quality coffee available with a long shelf life. So we usually settle for brand name coffee, either ground or instant. But now we have another solution. Canned green coffee beans. Green coffee beans have not been roasted. And since the bean is not cracked yet, the shelf life is many years longer than roasted or ground coffee. Due to the way it's packed, you can expect these to stay fresh for 20-plus years. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order your canned green coffee beans. A single can is only $11.94. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. CampingSurvival.com. Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Working two jobs ends never seem to me. She often goes hungry so her babies can't eat. The fatherless son wears torn clothes to school.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And we're talking about this epic police fail in Ohio. These three girls were abducted, held prisoner in a house only 2 miles away from where they were abducted. Apparently, the police actually did talk to one of these men and didn't twig on to the fact that this was the guy. They let him go. And it is a reminder, the police are not going to protect you from violent crime. You have a legitimate right to defend yourself with force of arms. And the reality is, we should be framing the gun debate solely in terms of our right to be secure in our homes against intruders, against criminals. And there's this another story coming out of Trenton, New Jersey, apparently on Sunday. Somebody broke into the home of Dan Dodson and his wife. Dan Dodson was basically fighting this guy, this intruder, for 30 minutes before the police showed up in response to the 911 call. 30 minutes. And so the government is trying to say, you don't need guns. The police will take care of you. And I can just see, you know, some guy, you know, confronted with an intruder in his home saying, sorry, Mr. Rapist, I gave up my gun so the police can protect me, but they're a little backlogged tonight. Can you wait about 20 minutes to shove that diseased schlong into my daughter so the police can get here first. A lot can happen in 30 minutes. By time 30 minutes is there, whatever's going to happen is over and done with. You're robbed, you're raped, you're dead. And that is the reality. And we need to take the gun debate away from resistance to tyranny, which is what the government has all got their knickers in a twist about anyway. And we need to say, under the Second Amendment to the Constitution of the United States of America, we the people have a legitimate and necessary right to keep and bear arms equal to, if not superior, to those in the hands of the criminals. And the criminals have got all these military-style rifles that the U.S. government spent your tax money on to give to the drug gangs in Operation Fast and Furious. As long as we frame the gun debate in that context, we have a right to protect ourselves from crime in a nation where the police are completely ineffective. There's no counter-argument. They can't come back and say, oh yeah, you can surrender your guns, the police will be there. Demonstrably, they won't. 10 years taken out of these girls' lives. The police even talked to one of the suspects they just arrested and let him go. Is that not absurd? Now, of course, the corporate media, this is pretty much all they're talking about today, because they don't want you paying attention to what's going over there in Syria. And we're hearing that Turkey is now staging drills along that Syrian border. So they're starting to rattle their sabers good and hard. Or is that scimitars, that part of the world here? Remind everybody that the United Nations' own investigation has shown that it is the Syrian rebels, the hired mercenaries, who were using sarin gas on the civilians of Syria in order to frame Assad for it. And the United Nations is seeing through this fraud. Not surprisingly, the White House has come out saying, we're skeptical of this. The Syrian rebels would never do anything like that. They're the good guys. That's why we give them money and weapons. And so the White House is basically raising on a busted flush. They're out there saying, oh, we find it, you know, if chemical weapons were used, it had to be by Assad. They're still pushing that piece of propaganda. What are they going to do? Say, hey, you caught us. We were lying. So they're kind of stuck with that lie. They're going to have to keep going on that one. Israel is out there, you know, saying that they're bombing Syria in order to bring about peace. Yeah, really. Now, here is the definition of chutzpah for today. The IDF has now formally complained to the United Nations over those mortar shells that came out of Syria and landed on the Golan Heights. The IDF is saying, well, the Golan Heights are effectively part of Israel now. It's not just occupied territory, it's Israeli territory. They're already handing out oil exploration deals on that land that does not belong to Israel. So Israel, after multiple bombings into Damascus, killing civilians, blowing up that chicken ranch, all that other stuff going on, they have the chutzpah to go to the United Nations and complain about two Syrian mortar shells, which even Israel says appear to have accidentally come across the border. Now that is chutzpah. Now, a long, long time ago, in a kidding, joking mood, in response to the usual flood of propaganda that hits the American media anytime Israel does something that they need political cover for. We'll see, you know, all of the movies about Hitler and Nazis and World War II that we've already seen 287 times get rerun on cable TV. It's already starting to happen right now. And I wrote a joke article, and it was a joke, that having scraped the bottom of the barrel for movies about the Nazis and Hitlers, they had werewolf Nazis and zombie Nazis, porn Nazi movies, Nazis on Broadway, and all this stuff. And I said, well, finally we need to, you know, here's the last bastion of pushing that Nazi franchise at us. It's Santa Claus versus the Nazis. And I was taking my inspiration from one of the world's all-time worst movies ever made, Santa Claus versus the Martians. And I made up a joke poster. And I decided to reprise that article today because, again, we're seeing all this, oh, Nazis and Hitler, and, you know, you must feel sorry for the aggressors here because that's what's going on. And so I reprised the article. And much to my shock, somebody's actually doing it. They're trying to put together a project, Santa Claus versus the Nazis, for theatrical release this coming Christmas. These purveyors of the Nazi Hitler franchise know no shame at all. They're desperate to just find another reason to get Nazis in front of you. Apparently, the IDF is pushing for a new law against defamation of the IDF. In other words, when the IDF goes into a Palestinian village and they blow up a whole bunch of civilians, you're not allowed to talk about it anymore. You will go to jail if you dare mention Israeli barbarism, because it's sanctioned by the imaginary playmate in the sky here. Iran, of course, is urging a probe into Israel's aggressions against Syria, which is exactly what it is. We know that Iran is taking it to the United Nations right now. It'll go to the Security Council, and the United States is going to stand up and go, veto, 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 veto. Israel never does anything wrong. We must stand by our friend. And isn't it kind of embarrassing as an American to see our entire government grovel like that and whore themselves to Tel Aviv and sell out the last vestiges of moral legitimacy? To go on saying, oh no, it was Assad did the chemical weapons and Israel would never do anything bad. Even though we now have the chief of staff of Colin Powell has come out and saying that this whole chemical weapons thing is probably an Israeli false flag. Now, there's a very alarming story that came out earlier today. This was reported by Press TV, where Syrian militants captured the UN peacekeepers in the Golan Heights. And I'm not sure that's what happened. I would suggest these militants are actually Israelis getting rid of the UN observers so Israel can do something they don't want to be observed. Israel has this long history of targeting UN observers. They did it in Lebanon. They were shelling the locations of the UN observers to get them out of the way so the UN could not report on what Israel was doing in Lebanon. And now we're getting this report out of Press TV that Israeli armor, meaning tanks and other mechanized vehicles, are deep inside Syria, not the Golan, past the Golan, heading to Damascus. And that's a very good reason for Israel to want to get the UN observers out of the way, very good reason for the American corporate media to just obsess about these three girls in Ohio and immigration and whether or not under the immigrant amnesty program, if gays can sponsor their gay lovers in other countries to come to the United States of America. They don't want you paying attention to how they're ratcheting up this world war to save private central banking from its own design flaws. We're getting reports here from the Daily Star in Great Britain. British SAS Special Forces are preparing to go into Syria to aid the Al-Qaeda rebels. The war is on. The war is on, and they're still out there pushing all this nonsense about Assad and chemical weapons. The fact of the matter is, this was an unprovoked attack. Israel's entire justification for bombing Syria was Syria had weapons that they might give to Israel's enemies. That was exactly the same rationale Japan had for attacking Pearl Harbor. The United States was sending weapons to Japan's enemies. They were supporting China against the Japanese invasion. They were supporting the Dutch Indochina area against invasion. Remember the Flying Tigers and all of that. And because Japan was part of the Axis Alliance, the United States, through the Lend-Lease program, was sending arms to the Axis powers' enemies. So this idea that Israel has a moral right to bomb Syria for potentially, there's no proof yet, potentially providing arms to Israel's enemies means that the U.S. government now feels Japan had an equivalent moral right to strike Pearl Harbor. That's how absurd this whole situation really is. Now, there is a story that is being floated around the net that Iran is sending troops into Syria. So far, it's all tracks back to one source, this really fluffy, very questionable website. When we come back from these commercials, I'll give you more details on that.
The five self-evident truths of the Declaration of Independence are the standing definition of our republican form of government. Each unalienable right has an attached duty because we are all created equal. Like the right, the duty is permanent and non-transferable. There can be no paper to lien the right and no paper to waive the duty. Deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed does not mean if you can think of it, you can consent to it. Truly, it names a condition where a right must be held without violation of its duty by both parties who can then consent. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan. Innovative research and development of prototype industrial equipment since 1988.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Wall Street wizards on the lam, from a mental institution, claim private retirement funds, yeah, they are the best solution. But when the markets crash, we'll be asking where's the cash. Guess them folks in D.C. must be smoking Texas hash. Will Congress pay the piper?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And a reminder, last year, President Obama made a commitment to Benjamin Netanyahu to get the war with Iran going by summer of this year. Summer is just about a month away. And Syria is the back door to war with Iran. And so, predictably, we're seeing this story starting to float around the net about how Iran is sending their army into Syria. Was picked up by a lot of outlets, including the Mirror over in Great Britain. But this story, even though the Mirror didn't credit the source, I tracked it down, and all of these go back to a single website. In fact, they're just quoting it directly. It's the same text wherever you see it on the web. And the website is called the People's Mojahideen Organization of Iran, although a Who Is search lists the technical contacts for this website as living in France and California. Pointedly, nobody in Iran seems to be involved with this website at all. And it looks like another case of propaganda laundering. They set up a bogus, revolutionary, Iranian terrorist Al-Qaeda website. They put all kinds of lies on it that can be used to then sell more propaganda. That online terrorist magazine Insight is a good example. The instant they put Adam Gadon, whose real name is Adam Perlman, as a featured personality is what gave it away as another propaganda operation. So they're already trying to find some way that they can say, oh, this is all Iran's fault. Israel is claiming the missiles they targeted during their bombing raid came from Iran. Again, no proof. It's just Israel saying whatever they want to say. And what Israel actually really did bomb inside Damascus was a research lab, a lot of civilian infrastructure, a lot of innocent people, and a chicken farm. Those were Iranian chickens with cruise guidance, laser-guided egg-dropping things. Meanwhile, over in North Korea, the situation is ratcheting down. I think finally the leadership of North Korea realized they ought not give the United States an excuse for yet another war that the United States wants. North Korea finally realized they're the back door to war with China because we have to free the world from the tyranny of that gold-backed yuan and bring everybody the freedom of private central banking and debt-based currencies. North Korea has now withdrawn those medium-range missiles they were going to test. They've taken them down, put them back in the shed. And so that situation is winding down, and they're basically leaving the White House with nowhere to go about the Korean menace and the Korean threat. Remember a couple of weeks ago, oh, North Korea is going to set off a nuke above the U.S. and destroy our electronics and all the fear-mongering? None of that ever happened. It's just selling you another war. We're going to go to the phones here. Alex in Texas. Aloha, Alex. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. I was calling because I heard you yesterday on that young gentleman's finance report, and I thought it was good to have you on Elijah's report because he's such a young kid and he's got a different perspective to offer to different to the youth. I was also calling because I was wondering, you know, in studying this Adam Kokesh thing, that what he wants to do, the March on Washington. After hearing some of what he's saying would take place, I could see how some people would want to join the march. However, I also see how it's a golden opportunity for an intelligence officer to subvert the Patriot movement. So my question to you basically was, do you think that this is a part of a bigger ploy to sort of have the crash of the dollar happen or the crash of the market happen almost at the same time so that, like, you know, for lack of a better word, all hell is breaking loose all at the same time?
Well, I don't think anybody is trying to plan the crash of the market and the dollar. The problem is they can't stop it because the very nature of private central banks issuing the public currency as a loan at interest is it has to collapse eventually. It is a
sure.
pyramid scheme. Let me make this point here because we're almost to the commercial break here. I think the idea is the United States government is looking for some excuse to suspend the Constitution and to take away our guns before the crash happens so that when the American people finally have to confront how badly they've been screwed by Wall Street and Washington, D.C., they can't do anything about it. Now, I've heard a lot of debate about Kokesh and his allegiances and so forth, and that's really kind of a side issue. Kokesh may be perfectly legit. He may see this as simply a publicity stunt to get his name in the media, and it's certainly working. His name is getting out there. But from the hard sell that we are seeing across the net, some of which are coming from known government shills trying to say, oh yes, we should go, you should take your gun and be part of this, it just reeks of a setup. And please, if you are even considering joining in this nonsense, all it's going to take is a couple of agent provocateurs inside that crowd to open fire on the White House, and Obama will have his justification for martial law, national emergency, suspend the Constitution, and start grabbing all the guns. Do not join this stunt. It is an open invitation to be cheated by the government. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Tonight, as I sit at the kitchen table and write my monthly check to Bank and Trust, I sigh to think I should have seen this a-coming. Now I'm struggling with another boom gone bust. Oh, see how the bubbles swell.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Now, getting back to Benghazi, this is getting a lot of news coverage. Congress wants to find out what happened. I don't think they really care regarding Obama's role in it. I think this investigation is mostly being pushed by the GOP, which sees Hillary Clinton in 2016 as very difficult to beat. And they're still smarting from 2008 and 2012 when they made the mistake of destroying the candidate the rank-and-file GOP wanted and foisting McCain and Romney on us. And they still won't admit to themselves that railroading Ron Paul out of the primaries is what cost them the elections. They don't want to admit that to themselves. But they see Hillary as a major threat in 2016, and I think there's definitely a political motive behind this investigation, which is fine. Let's get the truth out. I don't want Hillary running in 2016 anyway. So we were reporting yesterday on how the deputy of the U.S. Ambassador Christopher Stevens, who was killed during this whole Benghazi operation, has gone public telling the congressional investigators that the special forces who were on their way from Tripoli to Benghazi were ordered to stand down. And this supports my theory that Benghazi was supposed to be this stage-managed, phony crisis. Oh, Al-Qaeda has kidnapped our ambassador and let the drama build, and then Obama sends in the SEALs, and they get the ambassador back alive, and Obama looks like a hero for the election. Because when this all went down, the polls were showing Romney slightly ahead. And so I think it was just a botched PR stunt is what happened there. So Clinton is still trying to avoid having to testify as to her role in what happened in Benghazi. And I imagine there's a great deal of friction going on between her and Obama about this right now. Now, last year, we had this piece of propaganda called Zero Dark 30. It's been described as revenge porn. And it was enshrining as the official myth how the SEAL team went in and got Osama bin Laden. And, of course, it's complete fiction. The real Osama bin Laden died of natural causes in late 2001. Every Osama since then has been proven to be a fake. All of the photos that were leaked out onto the internet to prove that they got bin Laden turned out to be very poorly done fakes. If those people had been in my class over at UH Manoa, I would have flunked them for the poor quality of the work that they did. Now a declassified memo is showing that the Central Intelligence Agency was directly involved in shaping the narrative of Zero Dark 30. Catherine Bigelow has sold her soul to the dark forces. Of course, she did that before with Hurt Locker. And the dark forces repaid her by getting her the Oscar and snubbing, which to me was a far superior motion picture, Avatar. But there's nothing new here. Intelligence agencies have always been using Hollywood for propaganda, and there are far too many people in Hollywood who are willing to sell out. Goes all the way back to J. Edgar Hoover trying to get Charlie Chaplin to stop making movies that showed government officials as oafish buffoons. And Chaplin told Hoover to go jump in a lake because that was what Chaplin's audience wanted to see, government officials as oafish buffoons. And years later, as head of the FBI, Hoover was used his influence to help get Charlie Chaplin's citizenship revoked and kick him out of the country. That's how these things get played. Now, turning to the economy, Charles Hughes Smith, this is being reported over at Investment Watch blog, is saying the Fed has directly created a neo-feudal renter economy and society. He's absolutely right. When everybody is plunged into debt, nobody has any net worth outside of the 1%. Everything that you need in life, you wind up having to rent. And you spend tons and tons of money, and you own nothing. You are just permanently renting. That's what feudalism was. The lords owned all the land, and you were mere tenants and serfs and workers. And that's where the money junkies are trying to take us back to. They don't like this idea of private property ownership of the masses. They need to own it all. They won't feel complete until they own it all, and everybody's reduced to being serfs. Under the original American system, prior to the creation of the Federal Reserve, the model was the people own the land. Under this neo-feudalism system that is clearly coming into being, the land owns the people, and that is a repeat of what we saw back in the Middle Ages. The land owned you. The noble owned you. You could not even leave the land without the noble's permission. Now, getting on to money junkies in government, the internet sales tax has passed the United States Senate, apparently with bipartisan support. Vote of 69 to 27, 21 Republicans voting in favor. And there's a list out already of everybody who voted in favor of it. But before the Infernal Revenue Service starts getting all hot and bothered that they've got more money to grab here, I'd like to remind everybody in the United States Senate about Article 1, Section 7 of the United States Constitution. And I quote, "All bills for raising revenue shall originate in the House of Representatives, but the Senate may propose or concur with amendments as on other bills." In other words, the Senate has no business passing an internet sales tax. The House has to pass it first, then the Senate can concur. So once again, in their lust to grab more money from you, the United States Congress is in violation of the Constitution. They did that on TARP, remember? The House vote on TARP failed. So the Senate passed a TARP bill and arm-twisted the House to go along with it. That was unconstitutional, a clear violation of Article 1, Section 7. They're not following the rules any longer, and you need to understand something about that Constitution. That is the original contract with America. It is the conditions and the rules under which we, the people, allow the government to manage our nation for the benefit of we, the people. If the government does not want to abide by that contract, they are free to resign. But they're not allowed to break the rules. They're doing it all the time. They're flying all these trial balloons to suspend the Constitution. Oh, government would work much better if we didn't have all these civil liberties things to trip over. Same exact rationale that Hitler had for the Enabling Acts. That's clearly where they're going. They don't want the Constitution. They don't want the rules of the Constitution. There's a very clear reason why the Founding Fathers put that in the Constitution. Because they understood that the House of Representatives represented the American people who are struggling to pay the bills, struggling to get by, working for a living, and the Senate inevitably would embody the rich, just as it did in ancient Rome, or just as it did in the British parliamentary system, the House of Commons, ordinary people, versus the House of Lords, the money junkies. And the Founding Fathers understood that you dared not give the money junkies, the rich, the power to impose new taxes and raise revenues. And they reserved it to the House of Representatives. And in passing their own internet sales tax bill, the Senate is in violation of the Constitution. Period. End of discussion. It's illegal. And remember, United States Supreme Court, Marbury versus Madison, laws repugnant to the Constitution are automatically null and void. Now, over in Russia, President Putin has signed the law banning all government ministers from holding foreign bank accounts, from holding foreign assets. The ban also includes the wives and the children of the ministers. And Putin is very smart to do this. He wants to tie the fortunes of the politicians to the prosperity of the nation in which they are ruling. This is a mechanism which says if you as a politician want to prosper, the only way you can do it is to make the nation prosperous. To return to Henry Ford's wisdom. It's a system the United States should have adopted 100 years ago. Because it is all of these offshore accounts and offshore foundations and all the rest of it by which bribes to members of Congress are being funneled. So it doesn't show up on embarrassing paperwork and they finish their term in office and they retire someplace where they can play with all the money they've accumulated from foreign sources into these foreign bank accounts. Putin is very smart. He has watched what it is that brought down the United States of America, and he's determined to avoid those same mistakes. So, tip of the hat to Putin on that one. He's got the right idea. Now, the ex-chancellor, Lord Lawson, member of the Tory party, is now openly saying it is time for Great Britain to leave the European Union. He's saying the economic gains from delinking from that nightmare Ponzi scheme bank would substantially outweigh the costs. Now, remember, there's an interesting little piece of history regarding Ponzi scheme banking. Back in the 1700s, the Bank of England was a private central bank, which the colonials were ordered to borrow banknotes from at interest for all commerce. That was what led to the revolution. If you read the writings of Benjamin Franklin and Thomas Jefferson, that was what caused the revolution. We fought a revolution to be free of private central banking. Now, eventually, Great Britain, rather than allow their nation to collapse, nationalized the Bank of England. So it's now a state bank, one of the few that seems to be tolerated by the private central bankers. And it's nationalized. So Great Britain is basically saying, okay, what's being linked back to private central bank, the ECB, is not working. We want to go back to a system that works, which is a state central bank. And, of course, the instant they do that, it's going to start triggering some of these credit default swaps that Wall Street has been selling recklessly against Europe's debt and do not have the cash reserves to make good on. No problem. They're just going to turn around and take whatever they need to take from you. Once they get the guns, they're coming after your gold and silver, maybe even your jewelry. Anything of value you have will be confiscated to save Wall Street from their self-created Armageddon. Now, I want to talk a little bit about all these stories we're getting in the news about computer hacking coming up here. And this was a story that we saw over at Washington Times about how jihadis and hackers joined forces to launch cyber attacks on the United States of America, targeting the banks and U.S. government agencies. This is all coming from the Department of Homeland Security, which is sort of the centerpiece of this whole security industrial complex. And then we're getting this story that came out today. The New York Times is saying U.S. directly blames China's military for cyber attacks. And, of course, China has already officially denied this, and we understand why that would be the case. Cyber criminals use long chains of compromised computers to conceal their true origin. This is why the U.S. government can't find those people pouring porn ads into our mailboxes. So any claims to know for a fact that China is behind these attacks is absurd. All you can definitively state is the last computer in this chain is located in China. But that doesn't mean China is culpable. Now, what is far more likely, now that we're starting to see all these cyber attack stories and all the rest of it coming out there, is the U.S. government itself is preparing to crash the computers of the financial system when it reaches the point where they can't keep it propped up any longer, no matter how much of your savings accounts they take. And they're going to do it to duck the blame for mishandling the economy, for turning a blind eye to all of Wall Street's crime and fraud. Nobody's gone to jail for the mortgage-backed security fraud. Nobody's gone to jail for LIBOR. And to duck the blame for selling the American people back into the slavery of the same private central banking scheme we fought a revolution to be free of. Politicians and money junkies as a class of human beings are unwilling to accept responsibility for their actions. And they're desperate to find a scapegoat to put the blame on. It's Iran, it's China, it's Russia. Whatever villain they want there. The villain is right there in the private central bank issuing the public currency as a loan at interest, a system which by design always produces more debt than money with which to pay that debt. And when that system starts to fail and there isn't enough money to pay all debts, it literally forces our society to become predatory against each other, brutal. Everybody's scrambling to find those little pieces of ink and paper to pay their debts. And we start predating on each other. This private central bank, besides destroying the country, it's destroying what is best in human nature. And, of course, the ultimate predation, when we can't find any more ink and paper in our neighbors' pockets to loot, is to invade neighboring countries and take their wealth to try and pay back to the private central bankers. And that's where we are right now. It's this horrible three-step system. Once that private central bank starts issuing the public currency as a loan at interest, the instant that first pretty printed piece of paper goes into circulation, more money is owed to that private bank than actually exists. And the situation never changes. No matter what they do, whether it's quantitative easing or TARP or the rest of it, every time they issue more currency, it's just another loan at interest. And the debt always grows faster than the available money supply until the debt is unsustainable and the system comes crashing down. And now that they can't keep the crash off any further, and they're getting desperate when they're looting your savings account, now they're looking to frame somebody. Oh, the crash wasn't because of the pyramid Ponzi scheme central bank. It wasn't because of all the Wall Street fraud. It's an act of war from those dastardly insert name here, and we are going to invade them tomorrow to teach them what for. And so that's what I think is going on with all of this sudden talk about cyber attacks on the banking system. They're getting ready for a virtual 9/11. So they can walk away with all of their accumulated loot and put the blame on some innocent third party, Iran or China or Russia or whatever. It's another fraud. That's all this government knows how to do. Fraud, lies, and deception. They can't actually do anything useful. We saw that following Hurricane Katrina, following the Gulf oil spill. They don't know how to deal with a real problem. But they're great at solving the problems they've invented out of thin air to sell you a solution to. By the way, a little side note. The LIBOR price-fixing scam cost $110 million just in the state of Oregon alone. I'm sure Oregon is feeling the pinch of that lost revenue. Has anybody been arrested for masterminding LIBOR? Of course not. They're bankers. They're above the law. All right, we're going to take another break for commercials. We'll be right back. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay, all the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species, all gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Fear and hate will rule them, said the demon to the roll. In shackles we will bind them, to the terror they'll be shown. As mindless slaves they will not think, blind eyes they will not see. They'll jail themselves and call the bars Homeland Security.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And we have often talked about the very obvious overconsumption, gratuitous adornment that typifies your money junkie. They want to have it on display, how much money they have. And we've run stories about these $150,000 wristwatches that they loved to wear, the $200 hamburgers that they were chowing down on Wall Street that actually had gold leaf on them. Anyway, talk about decadence. And, you know, all that loot they take from you. What do they do with all of that? They pile it up in the living room and just roll around on it naked and have orgasms? Well, sometimes. But they love to go out and buy things just because they are expensive so that they can brag, look, I paid whatever. And I think a good example of that is this piece of what is called art. It's titled Orange, Red, Yellow by artist Mark Rothko. And it is a canvas with a red background and a splotch of yellow at the top and two splotches of orange below it. Looks like maybe he just picked up the drop cloth that he spilled paint on and put it in a frame and sold it. Anyway, it's certainly not something I would care to have in my house. It just sold at Christie's at auction for $86 million. And I know whoever bought it didn't buy it because it says something to them or it communicates an idea. They bought it so they could hang it on the wall and say, I spent $86 million for that. And that, I think, tells you all you need to know about these money junkies. They buy things just because they're expensive. And there are artists and jewelers who are out there who are going to come up with the most gaudy pieces of nonsense they can and put a huge price on it because they know somebody will buy it just so they can say, I spent blah, blah, blah on it. Bugatti Veyron, good example. Not exactly a practical car. But the money junkies like it because it says, I have arrived. I don't know. I'm perfectly happy with an Audi myself here. All right, I want to talk a little bit about the gun grabbers. Because they're back doing their full court press. The money junkies are never going to sleep soundly until the 99% are completely helpless and disarmed. And there's this very interesting story, and this was reported over at newsforge.com, where a 7-year-old boy was suspended from his school for pretending a pencil was a gun, pointing the pencil at another student and going bang, bang. And he was suspended from school for 2 days. We've seen a lot of that stuff going on here. Then we contrast it with this other story. This came out of KHOU.com, where a teenager raped a 4-year-old student twice. And not only did not get arrested and thrown in jail, he did not get expelled from school. No suspension, nothing. Apparently pretending a pencil is a gun is a far more serious crime in this country than raping a little kid twice. That tells you how skewed everything is. Got to take a break for station identification. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443.